Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Faith and Liberty has now become a part of the Liberty Counsel family of ministries in the nation's capital. And this week, we have the live nativity. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Peggy Nienaber, the vice president of Faith and Liberty, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Faith and Liberty has been a ministry in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, since 1994. It is in the nation's capital. It is a missionary ministry to the nation's capital. A lot of amazing things have happened over these years since 1994. It has now become part of the Liberty Counsel family of ministries and joins us in the nation's capital. We're very pleased to have Faith and Liberty, which we have renamed to that, with this transition to Liberty Counsel. We've added the name Liberty to its name. And Peggy Nienaber, who has been in Washington, D.C. for 28, moving on 29 years, and with the ministry for 15 or more years, is our Vice President of Faith and Liberty. And Peggy, we have some exciting news coming this coming Wednesday in the nation's capital.
Yeah, I hear a camel's coming to the capital.
Two camels are coming to the capital, and we have other people joining him, or other animals, which would be three sheep. We'll have a calf, and also the donkey named Mary, and she is a mother herself, so she will be joining us with her baby.
So we have two live camels, three sheep, and a little baby donkey.
Can you imagine sitting at a red light there across the Supreme Court, and all of a sudden there's a camel, sheep, donkeys walking across? I'm sure people just get wide-eyed when they see this.
Yeah, and Peggy, we also have a family with a brand new young baby and a complete entourage of characters that will be dressed up in the first century characters. And no matter how cold it is, they're going to wear no shoes because they didn't have tennis shoes or high heels back in the first century.
Wow.
So they're going to be authentic, and this is going to be something to really bring to the nation's capital the real reason for the season.
So you're going to have a real baby, Peggy?
A real baby. Every year, that's one of the things. The very first year that I actually had what I called the live nativity had one camel, and we used a baby doll because I didn't search out for a baby, and the media kind of noticed that and said something. So I thought, okay, that's the challenge for next year. And so every year we actually have people line up to, when they know they're pregnant and we time it out, they actually line up and say, oh, I want to do it. I want to do it. So we do. Wow.
So this will start out in front of our ministry center now, which is directly across from the United States Supreme Court, literally across the street. And outside of the ministry center, we will have this live nativity with all of the animals, and all of the people, including the Holy Family, will have Christmas carols sung. Some special singing by Jonathan Alexander and others will be there. And then we'll process. Tell us about that, how this goes around the Supreme Court and also across from the Capitol.
We do. So what happens is right in front of this, in front of our building, the ministry center, we have a porcelain nativity that is removed. And then we have everyone stand in a certain format. And then we line up, and very slowly and quietly, we process down Second Street south, and then we'll cross over towards the Supreme Court. And everybody waits for us. And when we cross over, we then proceed north, right on 2nd Street, and that will, at that point, put us on the sidewalk that directly takes us around to the front of the Supreme Court. And yes, Holly, we stop traffic, and it doesn't matter if it's a red light or not.
I imagine you have to get permission to do this. I mean, you can't just take an entourage in front of the Capitol,
no,
right?
These kind of animals are not typically seen in Washington, D.C.
It's not the usual.
No, and it does stop traffic, but you do. And this is one of the things your First Amendment right gives you the right to, put on different type of events or activities. But this particular one, because of this time of the year, we want people to have the true reason for the season. And we do ask people to do this in your own hometown. So it does require getting a permit. And there's three jurisdictions in D.C. that we have to work with. Other people may not. But we get a permit to have the nativity in front of the building. We get a permit for parking on the street. We have to get a permit for crossing over the Capitol Hill lines and permission from different police officers and jurisdictions. We request that so that they know what we're doing.
So the photos that we have, and you can see more about this at faithandlibertydc.org, faithandlibertydc.org, faithandlibertydc.org. That's our webpage. And you can also look up Faith and Liberty on the Facebook page as well. Faith ampersand Liberty on the webpage of Facebook. But we'll have photos there. And we want you to participate. If you're going to be in Washington, D.C. on December the 12th, that's this coming
Wednesday. Yeah.
Starting at 11 o'clock in front of the Ministry Center and going to roughly around 1 o'clock. This nativity, the live nativity, will actually be there. Go in front of the Supreme Court, and the photographs are amazing with the Supreme Court in the background and all of these first century reenactment of the nativity. And then on the other side, you'll see the Capitol in the background. And the Washington Post actually had a picture of this on the front page of its newspaper because it does capture people's attention, and it reminds us, Peggy, what the real reason for the season is. And I know that's what your heart is, and that's what the ministry's heart is to bring Jesus to the nation's capital.
That's it. And we've had in the past, after our nativity has been over with, and you've got a lot of reporters and folks on the street, we've actually had a reporter come up to us and say, you know, I haven't been in church for years. I might go back this December and start going. And the one main reason, while it is the reason for the season, the media and all these folks, these type of events help us spread the gospel in a different way, something that people don't normally see, and it draws that attention. And when people ask questions, it gives us an opportunity to spread the gospel.
You know, I like what you said earlier too, Peggy. And, you know, in this day and age when we're fighting a war against Christmas, when people are trying to censor Christmas, mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity, not only in the nation's capital, but wherever we live, in our own community, we could have a live nativity.
We just had a situation in Nebraska where the principal of the Manchester school sent out a memo that said, you can't have reindeer, nothing red and green. Candy cane is no-no because the J represents Jesus. The red represent Jesus's blood. Penguins are okay. Olaf is okay. We ultimately were able to reverse that. But here is a positive way to be able to have people think about what the real reason for the season is. It's about celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Peggy, I think another message about this is if this can be done, and it is, because you've thought out of the box and here it is, in the nation's capital with all the jurisdictions, three different police jurisdictions, because on the side of the street that the Ministry Center is on is one police jurisdiction. On the other side of the street is another police jurisdiction. In front of the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court police jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to getting the permits for these animals to come into the district. If that can be done in the District of Columbia, then people, I'm urging you to think outside of the box in your own community, even on your church property, if nothing else, maybe down in your public park, maybe out in your band shell, if you have one like that, where you can have a live nativity to remind people of what the reason for the season is, Jesus Christ. Tell us about how some of the other impacts may have happened and what you've experienced in the past regarding the live nativity.
Well, you know, the first year that I did it, or the second year actually that I did it, I received a call from Fox and Friends. And so it shows that even Fox and Friends at that time was interested in having it for 5 years on their plaza.
And it
they
was
were
in,
interested in
front of the and so people across the country got a chance to see that.
Absolutely. And we also at that point even did the Christmas Eve special. So if you can travel to New York and make it happen, you can make it happen anywhere.
Yeah.
We've had at least known 25 different people, even my own church, that decided to have a nativity of sorts. And the camels and donkeys and sheep that we use now do quite a few. In fact, all month long, they're scheduled to do
they're
nativities.
Booked.
They're booked up, yeah. So, but
yeah.
You can do something similar in your own community, and we encourage you to do so. We are very pleased that Faith and Liberty is now part of the Liberty Council family of ministries. You can find it either at lc.org, hit the About button, and scroll down. Faith and Liberty is there. It'll take you to the website. Or go directly to the website, faithandlibertydc.org, faithandlibertydc.org. Look us up on Facebook and join us for the live nativity if you're in the nation's capital December 12.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.